Shalom and praise the name of the Lord. This is yet another great day that God has given us, that we may worship Him, that we may glorify His name. We are in the book of John chapter 9, and today we want just to look at verses 35 to 41. And we want to consider worshipping God. The true purpose, or the real purpose and outcome of soul winning, is to worship God in truth and in spirit. The reason to why God or Jesus came to earth, He came to the world, and the world did not recognize Him. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. The purpose that He came was that He may come to seek true worshipers. He came to look for worshipers, people who would give God worthy honor, glory. And it's good to realize that in the story that we are learning now, there is a man that was in the valley of the shadow of death and darkness. He could not see, he could not know who God was, but Jesus, by His mercies, just came and gave the man sight. Of course, He invoked his faith, because he was asked to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. He was sent. But why Jesus went to look for that man was that Jesus wanted the man to become a worshiper. He was going to win the soul of an individual. Remember, that's just an example of what Jesus is doing to the rest of us. Now, this man who was blind could not worship. He lived on begging. It's not a good thing to be a beggar. We were not created for being a beggar. When we are a beggar, it means we are disconnected from the source of blessings. Children of God were not created to be beggars. They were not, they were not created just to keep borrowing. One of the promises that God gave to His children is that we will be the head and not the tail. We will be the lenders, we will be the givers, not the borrowers. But Jesus comes to give us, to return us back to that position. But unfortunately, those that God has sent to us before Jesus, they came and they robbed the power to be able to do that in the name of Jesus. They robbed the power to be independent. Religion rob is a robber. Religion is a thief. And what do they steal in us? They steal the power of independence, the power of freedom, the power of prosperity, the power of worshiping God in truth and in spirit. And Jesus is coming to return that back to normalcy. And so, in this case, we will realize, we learn a few principles that Jesus did. But before this, I want us to really go back to the book of John chapter 4, where Jesus had met a woman, another woman that her freedom to worship God in truth and spirit was robbed by religion also and culture. And Jesus taught this woman some principles about worship. where Jesus told this woman that that you Samaritan, you worship what you do not know. That means you can worship what you do not know. But he said, we worship what we know. Then he says, you worship in the mountains. You say you worship in the mountains and Jerusalem worship in Jerusalem. But Jesus said, a time is coming and it has come. The true worshipers will not have geographical position of worship. You don't need to have a place that you're calling this is where you're going to worship. You can worship anywhere and God will still hear you. And then he says that God is looking. God came to look. It's God who search for worshipers. And those worshipers are of truth and spirit. And they worship God. And so in this case now, Jesus came looking for this man. He was seeking for a worshiper. And this man, we see the levels to which Jesus took him through to become a true worshiper. Number one, about five levels. Number one, we saw the man being blind, being a beggar. That is the extreme. And that's where many people are. And God is taking men and winning them from that blindness. It's called blind worship. In fact, the Pharisees were also in the same, but they didn't know, unfortunately. The parents of the woman, I mean of this man, they were also in the same, but they didn't know. They were worshipping blindly because they were worshipping what they did not know, as Jesus had told the woman. So it is wrong to worship if we do not know. We have to worship in truth and in spirit. So number two, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And what did he do in this man? He came and touched him and gave him sight, physical sight, signifying also the spiritual sight. And the man became a worshiper of works, a worshiper of the good things the Lord has done. And all what he could talk about is that I know I was a blind man, now I see. And so he worshipped the miracles. He worshipped the healing instead of the healer. Let's see the process that Jesus takes him through, or the process that this man goes through until he becomes a worshiper of the healer, not the healing. So here he talked about that there was a man who came. I do not know the man they called Jesus. And so he didn't know this man that he was worshiping. So he could worship this Jesus, that Jesus that he did not know, Jesus that he had not met, Jesus that he had not had fellowship with. And he was calling Jesus that, you know, a man they call Jesus. That's number two. And of course, number two is the one that he worshiped, the Jesus of the parents, Jesus that he does not know, the man. He worshiping a man they call Jesus. Can you imagine? Worshipping a man that you do not know, just like Paul had told some people in the book of Acts, you worship the unknown God. So this man was worshipping an unknown Jesus, the man they call Jesus. That's number two. Number three, Number three, when he got the healing, he started worshipping now the healing. The healing. He celebrated, and all what he could say, telling people, he was praising. I knew is that I was blind, but now I can see. And that was his song. And of course, he went telling everybody. He told the parents. He told the neighbors. He told the Pharisees. That was his story. But did he know this person who healed him? No, he didn't know. He only knew the healing. Then, that's number three. Number four, when he was met the second time by the Pharisees, he was told, this man is a sinner. Worship God. He said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. What I know is that this man is a prophet. So he started worshiping a prophet. A prophet that he had met? No. Maybe prophecy. He started worshiping a prophet that he had not met. Number four. But finally, look at this. This man was defrocked. He was thrown out of the church. And Jesus came looking for him where he was lost. Praise God. And when Jesus came looking for him, he asked him whether he believed the Son of Man. And the man asked, who is the Son of Man that I may believe in him? Jesus introduced himself. I like this. He came seeking for the man and he came introducing himself. He is adding more truth because worship must be in truth and spirit. He gave him a dimension of the spirit and he says, I am the Son of Man. I am the Son of God. I am the one you have been looking for. And the man opened his eyes and the man started seeing and he said, my Lord. And finally, he worshipped him as the Lord. You see, he was worshipping God that he did not know. He was worshipping Jesus he did not know until Jesus sought him and gave him power to see and to understand. And he worshipped God, Jesus, as the Lord. May the Lord progress us in that. May we not just worship in darkness. May we not just worship Jesus of our parents, of our culture, of the one that we are told, the God of Moses. It's good. But may we not also worship the God who gives miracles. Let's not worship the miracles that he has given us. Let's not just worship a prophet. He's more than a prophet. Let's worship Jesus as the Lord. And this morning, that's what we look forward for in Jesus' name. Father, open our eyes that we may see you as the Lord. Help us to worship you as the Savior. Not just as a Savior. Help us to worship you not just as a Savior, not just as our healer, but help us to worship you as our Lord. Not even as our Lord, help us to worship you as our treasure, as our joy, as our delight. May you become our delight this morning in Jesus' name. Maranatha.